This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rahm Alejandro and Han West are UVA students making movies. Bruce Sanborn also joins us in studio, a filmmaker in his own right, and an award-winning screenwriter. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate your time. And Rahm, you have a film debuting Sunday at Newcomb Hall at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what it is, and then we'll get into the whole idea of UVA students are actually making movies, but tell us about the film first.
The film is my attempt at science fiction. It's about these two Russian cosmonauts in the late 60s who go up, and they can't get back to Earth, so they just have to deal with that. And you guys should come out and see it and see what happens.
And they're actually speaking Russian in this film, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all Russian, and we put subtitles in for, you know, us English speakers.
Where did you find the actors that would speak Russian for this film, and when was it shot?
Well, there's only two actors who speak Russian, and the main actors we had to painstakingly, you know, go through the motions of, you know, somebody saying a Russian line and then them repeating it. But they also learned the Russian as well. So most of the dialogue is actually voiced over.
Okay.
So that's how we did a lot of
And when did you shoot it?
We shot it last spring.
Last spring. And you just finished editing it recently on Final Cut Pro. Very cool program.
It's a good program. I like a lot.
Bruce, that's what you used on your film, right?
Yeah.
On films, I should say.
It's pretty standard. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people use it. It's very user friendly. It does basically everything you need. You can constantly update and add other programs. It interfaces well with other programs.
Yeah. Is it very difficult to learn? Because it's a few steps.
You're asking the wrong guy because I do not know Final Cut Pro.
But it's a few steps up from iMovie, for example.
Yeah. I'm like the least technologically advanced person on the planet, and so I stare at the stuff and I just. I'm baffled by a lot of it, so I worship at the altar of anyone who can master.
Well, I have seen Rahm over there at the Digital Media Lab at UVA working on a sandwich and a soda and Final Cut Pro at the same time, and your hands are moving like lightning speed. And I just sat there like, oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's how we met, you know.
Yeah, that's incredible. Han, tell us about this student group at UVA that does this kind of thing. How many people are we talking about? And I'm amazed, and I guess I shouldn't be, because the technology just exists, and if it exists, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can, you know, if you can read and you can touch the buttons, you're going to learn how to do it. My daughter knows how to get on the internet, find Nick Jr., and find the game she wants, and she's 4 years old, and it's amazing.
Well, Rahm and I have been involved with a group called the Filmmaker Society at UVA pretty much since our first year there, and we're now 4 years, and the basic function of that organization is to really facilitate and be the main film resource for students who are interested in film.
Because there's no film program there.
Right. That's something that you know should definitely be emphasized.
That's a bit challenging. If you're a high school student, you want to learn film, you usually go to NYU or you try to get around LA or New York. But if you want to do film and you end up at UVA, you look for you guys.
So in some ways, I mean, the thing about that I think both Rahm and I have, you know, come to the conclusion, especially in our fourth year now, is that we would have gone to UVA over NYU any day of the week now, knowing like the experience that we had, because while on the one hand you don't have, you know, a structured curriculum around film, you do have to sort of seek out your own resources and pull things together and make things happen your own way. Which is very much an emulation of how it really does work.
It really works out there in the industry.
And so, instead of being spoon-fed, you know, the techniques and the resources, we've really had to fight hard for them. And I think we're very proud of the legacy we're going to be leaving behind. The resources have, you know, almost tripled.
Tell me about this evolution. When you came in as first years and you were interested in film and you're walking around ground saying, where can I find Final Cut Pro? Where can I edit a film? Where can I get some kick-a-hammer equipment?
Yeah, it was in the Clemens Library. We walked in. It was literally, they put the equipment out on the table, and that was what we had for the Filmmaker Society.
Two cameras, two tripods, and like 50 people.
Yeah, and it was, it was humble beginnings, but hey, I mean, like, in the, so now, you know, we have, you know, to talk about where we started and now where we are now, you know, we have a designated equipment room for the university. We have probably close to $20,000 in equipment that, you know, especially in the last year, has really come in through the support of the university. And then taking an interest in film is kind of the new literary medium for, you know, our generation. And, it, and it's just a fact that students are just generally becoming more interested in film and in other types of media.
So. Yeah, I think it should be, you know, in Canada, I think it's required if you're going to graduate from high school in Canada, you have to take this course on media literacy. And it would seem that in America, which are producing more media than anywhere in the world, that we would encourage kids, if we're going to teach you how to understand Faulkner, we should teach you how to understand a movie and a film. You should know how to read it, know how to make it, and I'm sure you would agree with that.
Well, I went to school in California, and we did. You know, we actually had a class on understanding media.
In high school.
In junior high.
Oh, wow. Well, here we are in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah, well, I know. But I mean, we actually had a class that they taught us that was how to they started with the basics, how to watch a TV commercial. For instance, there was the old Ivory soap ad. I'd never forget my teacher saying, you know, the commercial was the bars of soap floating by, and the announcer in a very sonorous voice says, you know, 99 44/100 pure. And my teacher stops the tape and says, pure what?
Yeah.
It really made you think about the class. So, I mean, that there are obviously school districts where
that is encouraged.
Yeah.
Rahm Alejandro and Han West are our guests in studio. Bruce Sanborn's also with us. We're talking about the Film Society at the University of Virginia. You're listening to Charlottesville right now. Quick break. Rahm Alejandro and Han West are with the Film Society and Filmmaker Society at the University of Virginia. Bruce Sanborn is an award-winning screenwriter, filmmaker, and a member of the News Radio WINA News team. They all join us in studio. We're talking about making movies over at UVA, which I still find mind-blowing. I remember when I was in school at William & Mary, it was a huge deal. I would go rent those big VCR things, and it was originally you had them in decks that you that you wore over your shoulder, so you actually had a handheld, and then
with the big gamey headphones and the recorder in a separate unit.
Right. So yeah. I would go rent these VCR.
My grandfather
players.
Had one of those,
and it was just a huge deal. It was like an amazing thing. This is like, you know, 85, 86, 87, somewhere in there. But now we have students at the University of Virginia who are using professional equipment, professional editing software to make very real films. Where did this idea come from? The script for this movie you have, which premieres Sunday at Newcomb Hall at 3:00. The name of the film, by the way, is what?
It's Roscosmos. Which is actually, it's kind of the equivalent of NASA for Russia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you get this idea that you're going to make a science fiction film about Russian cosmonauts, and then you pulled it off?
Well, did you get the money to make a science fiction film about Russian cosmonauts?
The money came from my dad, actually, so that was nice.
Is your dad interested in adopting other projects? I could pitch him something.
It was cheaper than you think.
Yeah. We cut a lot of corners with the budget, though. But the inspiration for the movie actually came from just the limited resources. I knew after the Adrenaline Film Project that we did, because we were tossing around an idea of shooting something that had subtitles. So it was just like, shoot a foreign film. And so I knew I wanted to do that because we didn't get a chance to do that for Adrenaline. And then
what is Adrenaline?
Adrenaline is the
is that where you like make a movie in a weekend or something?
Yeah, I'm actually the coordinator for the Adrenaline Film Project. It's now the Volvo Adrenaline Film Project.
Oh, of course.
And it's a 72-hour filmmaking workshop that's done by the Virginia Film Festival and Volvo, and it's basically a competition where student filmmakers or community filmmakers from around Virginia are. They come out, there's 10 teams, and they have to make a film in 72 hours.
Is this one of those things where, like, you get a theme and a prop?
Right, a theme, a prop, and a line of dialogue, and it's mentored by Jeff Wadlow and Bo Bauman, who Jeff Wadlow, as you know, is the director of Cry Wolf, and he's a Charlottesville local, and he's, you know, a successful filmmaker. And this year, we're also going to be having a whole bunch of other guest directors come through, who we can't name just yet, but they will be coming through and helping out during the mentoring process.
And this Adrenaline Project runs when?
It starts at Wednesday at 6 p.m. On October 25th.
Oh, so it's part of the Virginia Film Festival.
Right.
It runs concurrently with the Virginia
Film Festival. And it's coming up.
Well, the downside is if you participate in the Adrenaline Film Project, you can't you can't see any of the other films. You can't eat, you don't even have time to sleep, so you certainly don't have time to see anything.
But for young emerging filmmakers, it's a great opportunity to get a chance to make a film, because you only have 3 days to make it, and then also to get exposure to, you know, a pretty high profile director and producer. So
now, Han, you worked on Rom's film, which I guess is the group's film. Did you work on this film or
Roscosmos? No, Rom and I usually, Rom and I have been doing films together for a long time, and at this stage, you know, it's one of these things where,
I can always call on him
when he needs the help, and usually, we come to each other just for opinions on each other's films.
Right.
And like I was saying earlier during the break, that when Rom first came to me, that he's like, oh, dude, I think I'm going to be doing a space movie. A space movie? Are you crazy? But he definitely pulled it off. It's very, very convincing. And, you know, we're talking about, but for what it looks like, you would have no idea for how much it costs. So,
how many films are we looking at from this UVA Filmmaker Society that are done, say, in a year? Are there people just constantly working on films?
Yeah, there's always
going to one right after this interview.
Yeah, I know. We're about to shoot another film right after this interview, like 2 hours after this interview. But there's always a group of people, but making films. But it's different tiers, you know. Like a film like Roscosmos, you know, with $3,000, $4,000 budget. That's a huge film. It's a huge undertaking. And kids, you know, they don't have they don't usually have all the resources or connections, you know, and I've been here for 4 years, so I have the resources, connections to do that. But the people who want to make smaller films, 2-minute, 5-minute films, that don't require a large cast or lots of production, they're always making new stuff. So, you know, if you ever come by UVA, you'll usually see a bunch of kids running around with the stuff that we bought.
I oversee a lot of the equipment, so I know exactly how much is being taken. And like every day of the week, there's people shooting, and so it's a very, very busy community. It's just, you know, what we're really trying to push towards is having some of these larger productions that get some more recognition beyond just the university.
Yeah. Are you premiering anything in the film festival this year, or I guess this project is sort of concurrent with that?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I actually am going to be helping out with the Adrenaline Film Festival.
Okay. So the Filmmaker Society is putting up a team for this project.
For
the Adrenaline project.
Oh, the Filmmaker Society. Yeah. We usually, if we have student teams that get in, we usually try to help pay for the admission fee for that. But we'll definitely provide resources for a lot of the UVA teams that are in there. But other than that, FMS is, again, that's really the whole theme of our organization, is we're just a resource primarily. You know, we're not like a directly throwing kids into a competition, and while we are a community of filmmakers, we're not necessarily, you know, the same group of people always making films together.
Right, right.
Primarily. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with Coy a couple of weeks ago. He was asking me, why are films so expensive? And I had to kind of explain it to him. So when you say that...
Because they got
to
cater those lunches all the time.
Yeah. That's
huge.
When you're operating
and those
on
trailers,
our level, that is the most
Those trailers
thing.
Are expensive.
No, Rom, let's
My
talk,
jalapeno
you,
jack.
You had a $3,000 budget on this. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said you had to cut some corners. Kind of... for the layperson, explain what you wanted to do and how you got to the finished product.
Oh, okay. So what I wanted to do was make it look like these two cosmonauts are floating around in outer space. That required a lot of special effects, as well as a spaceship. So we had to build a spaceship.
You built where?
We were lucky enough to get the X building downtown. We cut corners by getting that venue because it's just, you know, really nice to us. Usually a space like that would cost, you know, half my budget. We built this spaceship. It was 20 feet long, 7 feet tall. We cut corners there by, getting a whole bunch of used computer parts at, UVA, like, storage facilities, and just making out of, you know, plywood and stuff, and just shooting around that. But yeah, every time you go and do a shot, in a film, you know, you got to realize that there's, you know, three guys in the back doing sound, one guy's holding a boom pole, you know, my dad's trying to coordinate lunches, you know, and it's not, we're not in our space or anything, but, you know, the green screen's back there, and it's probably our special effects making things look like it's in our space, though. So.
Filmmakers Rahm Alejandro and Han West, fourth years at the University of Virginia, premiering a new film Sunday, October 15th at Newcomb Hall Theater at 3 o'clock. It'll play again the following Sunday, October 22nd, same time, 3 o'clock, at the Newcomb Hall Theater. Is there a website folks can go and
Go to www.filmrahm.com.
Filmrom.com?
Yes. The trailer is on there.
So and you can watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Filmrom.com. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Bruce, we'll see you after the break.
Sounds good to me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.